Welcome to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We are Colby and Kendall, twin sisters that have a heart for the home
and love for Jesus Christ. We are so thankful to have you join our podcast.
Hey guys, Kendall here. I am doing a solo episode today, actually, just Sunny and I. Disclaimer before I start, if I sound a little bit silly, I went to the dentist today and my mouth is numb. But I wanted to go ahead and hop on the podcast and just share what I had on my heart with you guys, because the Lord is just so good, and I'm just so thankful that He has been speaking through His Word to me, and I just wanted to share what He had, because in this day of age, it's just so important that we as Christians stand firm on Christ. And I know it might sound so typical and be like, yes, duh, Kendall, we need to stand firm on Christ. But sometimes a simple like message from the Lord, just I'm like, yes, Lord, that is like such a simple thing to realize and do. But why am I not doing it? So anyways, I just wanted to share a little bit of stuff with you. I'm just going to be talking about being a Christian in today's world, to raising up children for the Lord and everything, and how to keep on the straight and narrow path for Jesus Christ. So it is just so important for us as Christians to, here, let me read this verse first before I start. One moment. Okay, so this is a verse. It is 1 Corinthians 13:13. Obviously, this is a really popular verse, but do we really sit and think about it? And as a saved person, do we actually think about doing this? Like, sometimes I read scripture and I'm just passive about it. I'm like, yeah, that's great, but why am I not putting it into play? And it says 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. So love, charity's love. Am I loving my neighbor? Am I loving my brother and sister in Christ? Am I loving that unsaved person? Am I showing them, how much Jesus actually loves them? Or am I just going that by day and just like not really like showing anyone Jesus? And here, I heard this quote the other day and it is so true. I forgot who it was from, but as a Christian, our faith should just not be tacked onto us, like, yeah, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, but it should be everything we are. It should be the air in our lungs that we are saved. We are on the road to heaven. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and you have repented from your sins, you are going to heaven. Like, this world is so short. This world is not our home. And yet we go day by day worrying about just the little things. And we do need to worry about those things, but we also need to worry about people's souls. We need to worry about our children, that they know Christ, that they are watching us and how we act every single day. Like, they watch how we act. They watch if we lose our temper. They watch how we talk. And are we showing them the love of Christ? Are we showing the person who made us mad that we are citizens of heaven? Or are we showing them that we are just mean people and we lose our tongue and mean our anger and we just are spiteful with our tongue? Like, how are we modeling Jesus here on earth? How are we actually being servants for Christ here? Because guys, we only have, what is the average living rate? Like, what is, like 80 years, but a max like 100, 103 if you're real healthy. I mean, that is like, that doesn't happen very often, but we have such a short time here on earth. And I know we go through trials. I know this life is not easy. And I mean, there are good seasons and there are hard seasons, but each season we need to be leaning on the Lord, just as it was the first time we heard the gospel. It makes me just so emotional. Like, Jesus loves us so much that He died for us, that He knows our sin. He knows how evil we are. And we just go day by day, like, not even like recognizing Him or taking a second to pray. Like, we pray and we ask for the Lord for something, and like, He ends up answering it. And do we even thank Him? Do we even say, thank you, Lord? Or we're just like, oh yay, that happened. Like, praise the Lord. Like, we don't even praise the Lord. We should. That should be our reaction, is praise the Lord. But sometimes we're just like, All right, that's so cool. Like, thank God for the little things. Thank God that you have food on your table, that your children have a home to live in, that you have a spouse that is committed to you. Like, thank God for the little things, because if we don't thank him for the little things, how are we going to thank him for the big things? And raising kids in today's world, it can be, I would be lying if I said it wasn't scary, and that we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we have today. We don't know what tomorrow holds, the Lord does, but what we need to do today is what's in front of us. We need to love our family, love our children, love our God, do our job, obviously. Do our chores, but we need to be worshiping God in the same breath as we do our other things. It's so important that we build up our homes for Christ, that we are building up our friends and our family for Christ, because we are all on the same road, and we are all on this earth, and I wouldn't say we're all on the same road, because we have lost family members and we have lost friends, and we need to be witnessing to them and showing them the love of Christ, because the Lord, I mean, if he has saved you, we have something that no one, like, it we have the best thing on earth if we have salvation, and that shouldn't be a secret, and that shouldn't be it shouldn't be a secret to the person who hates you either. The person who hates you and does not, like, we all have the people who we don't get along with, and because it's a fallen world and that's the way it is. I know people do not like me, trust me. It has been very, I know multiple people who don't like me, and sometimes I can feel myself be like, well, forget them, you know, like, forget them. But no, that's so wrong of me. Like, I need to be praying for them, and maybe they aren't saved, and I knew even though they hate me, I need to stop and die to my flesh and be like, you know what? It's not actually me who they hate if they're not saved. It's Jesus. And we need to pray for their salvation. And that is so hard to do. I'm not saying, like, it's so easy to say, but do I do it? I mean, that more than likely, no, a lot of the times. And that's such a foolish thing for, like, because we're human. It's just, we're fools. But we need to be showing the love that the Lord has, because he loves us so much. And being a Christian in today's world, it is hard, but there has been difficulties since the fall of man, since Adam and Eve have made the fall of man. Thank you guys, we could have lived in paradise, but they didn't. They fell, and that's okay. Well, it's really not, but anyways, since they have done that, there has always been a difficulties in this world. The people struggle day to day. People struggle just, you know, waking up for the day. We have wars going on. We have such a high political realm right now, and we don't know what is in store for the United States. And obviously, I love America. I'm an American girl through and through. Red, white, and blue all the way. And I want America to be back for the Lord, but and to be on fire for the Lord. But here's the thing. If us Christians hide under a rock and just be like, oh, I'm so scared, I just want Jesus to come take us home. Like, yes, we should be looking forward to that. But also, we should be on fire for the Lord and telling people about Christ, raising our children up for the Lord, and changing that generation for the Lord and for and America's, I mean, I don't want to say it's doomed, but it's not. Because if we show that this younger generation, and for us, that if we have our light shining so bright and we're not hiding it under a bushel, we are going to be, it can change things. You see it with the Israelites. All, I mean, they, when they're on fire for the Lord, I mean, things go well, and then they betray the Lord and things don't go so well. But it is our job to be the light for this world and to be generation changers, and for Christ to just be, to be a Christian country. Like, we can bring it back. We shouldn't just be like gloom and doom, like hide under a rock because, you know, it's the end of the times and blah, blah, blah. And yes, Jesus will be coming back one day. But if we were to actually live like Jesus was coming back and be on the fire and be on fire for the Lord, then it would change this world. Unless we just be like gloom and doom, we're waiting on Jesus. Like, if someday he's going to come, but like, ah, if we actually thought Jesus could be coming back today. Let us then act on that and show people love. Show people that there is hope in Jesus Christ, and that there is hope, and that there is, and that our faith is on fire for the Lord, because he says there is nothing good, that they are so amazing. He says it in this verse, that these three, but the greatest of these is charity and our love. I mean, love is so important. It is just, it can fly out the window, I mean, in a heartbeat, as soon as somebody makes you mad, or we see somebody, a political person who we don't like, how much hate they can make us have. You know, I mean, I'm just as guilty. I can have such a hateful heart, and the Lord has to humble me and be like, Kendall, you're just as bad as them. You're just as much as a sinner. So you need to love them, because I died for them on the cross, just like I died for you. And that right there is what we need to remind ourselves when we are talking to people. And that, it's so funny. It's like, we will go to the grocery store and talk to a stranger, talk about anything. But little do you know, if that person is on the road to hell or on the way to heaven, we don't know if a stranger is. And like, what are you showing them? Are you just like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm good? Or are you being like, if somebody says, hey, how are you doing? Or talking, you don't have to, like, take that as an opportunity to share the love of Christ and to be like, I am so doing so good. The Lord has just been such a blessing. How are you doing? And like, actually look at people as souls instead of just a person. It will change your life. It will change the way you talk to people. This world, we get so distracted. We have everything to distract us. Our phones, computers, podcasts, football, basketball, our families, activities. There are so many things that distract us, and just be like, we are living in the now, and we forget that we are just here for a moment. And yes, it is good to do those things and to have fun, but be so thankful that the Lord has given you the opportunity to have your job, to be able to sit down with family and watch a fun football game. Like, everything we do can be done for the glory of the Lord, and we need to focus on him. But it's so easy for those little things to distract us from Jesus Christ, and to distract us from giving out the gospel. Because at the end of the day, that is all that matters, that we are raising our children up for Christ. We are showing people Jesus Christ. Paul was, he went to, how, okay, he went to, okay, 1 Corinthians, so Corinthia, I think, would be, I am so bad with, like, names and, like, the Thessalonians, anyways. I'll blame it on my mouth, right, for it being numb. But anyways, Paul went and he preached to people in all these areas all the time. He made his whole life about getting people the good news of Jesus. And not only that, he went to churches and he made sure that the people of God were still on the straight and narrow path of to Christ. I mean, he wasn't just preaching to the lost, he was preaching to the saved. And that is so important for us to gather together and to keep on and encouraging each other and be on fire for the Lord. Because I'm telling you, when our lights as Christians are shining, the devil cannot hide it. He's already lost. He can't take and hide our light under a bushel. No, he can't. If we have Jesus Christ in our life, and we encourage each other, and that we stay on fire for the Lord, men, what a difference that would be. What a difference for our children that would be. I mean, our children can be, they play so much off of parents. They watch us so much. And if we show our children that no matter what happens, we are staying faithful to the Lord in our house, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I mean, it's beautiful. It is so hard to do sometimes, you know, and my hormones are just all over the place all the time. It's just so important for, if we serve the Lord, no matter what happens in our life, how big that will change for our children, and that it will grow. It will make them grow so much, and to have a light for Christ that needs to be shining in this dark world. So it is just such an important thing to do that we realize that what we have, Jesus, is so important to us. And if we make him our whole life and just not tacked on to us as a, yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I go to church on Sundays. No, we need to be in his word daily. We need to be encouraged and convicted on Sundays, but we need that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's just not a 1 week thing, 1 day a week thing. It is an every single day thing. We need to be waking up into the in the word of the Lord, reading his word and asking him to convict us, because I guarantee it, we need the Lord every day. And starting your day off reading the word of the Lord, putting on your armor for Christ is so important, because when we wake up, like what we had a speaker, Sherry Owen, she's actually a dear lifelong friend of my mom's. She said the devil should be saying, oh no, they're up. As soon as your feet hit the ground, the devil should be saying, oh no, they're up. And you should be saying, devil, I got all my armor today of the Lord, and you ain't gonna touch my family today, because we have the power of the Lord. It's so true though. This life is so short, but eternity is forever. And we need to not be focused on the now. We need to be thinking of an, we need to have an eternal mindset, because what we do now will affect eternity. I mean, the Lord, he is so faithful, and we need to do his work here on earth. That's why he has called us. He has called us, and it is not just a calling to be passive with. Take that calling of Jesus Christ and nurture your family. Raise them up for the Lord. Encourage your friends and your family. Talk about Jesus. Just don't talk about the football game, what happened on Sunday. Ask your friends how the Lord is working in their life. Ask your friends and your family how you can be praying for them. And just don't ask them. Pray for them right there. Pray for them and be for Jesus Christ. I mean, it can be uncomfortable talking about faith, because it is the most important thing and that will ever happen. Our flesh wants us to be uncomfortable, because our flesh wants us to go to hell. So talking about Jesus with a friend can be uncomfortable, but that's going to make you have such a, it's going to make your Holy Spirit just be on fire, because when you die to your flesh, the Lord makes you so much stronger. He does. He is so awesome. So today, I just want to encourage you to be on fire for the Lord, to show people, to show the love of Jesus, and to just raise your children up for the Lord. And don't let your light be dim. Let it shine for all to see, and especially for the devil to see, because he has nothing on our Lord. So anyways, I love you guys. And I just am praying for you. See ya.